Fox Sports Update.
Behind a massive day from quarterback Caleb Williams, the number 8 USC Trojans held on to beat the Colorado Buffaloes 48-41 and move on to 5-0 this season. Williams threw for 374 yards and a career-high 6 touchdowns. It was the 13th consecutive game in which he had 3 touchdowns or more. On the other side, Shedeur Sanders attempted to lead the Buffaloes to a comeback, throwing for 371 yards and 4 touchdowns. Elsewhere in college football, Michigan rolled over Nebraska 45-7. Quinn Ewers threw 1 touchdown and scored 2 more on the ground to lead Texas past Kansas 40-14. Baylor completed an epic comeback, scoring 29 unanswered points in the final 18 and a half minutes to defeat UCF 36-35. In Major League Baseball news, the playoff field was set on Saturday night with only seeding left to figure out. The Miami Marlins clinched the 4th playoff berth in franchise history with a 7-3 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Chicago Cubs toppled the Milwaukee Brewers 10-6, but were eliminated from contention when the Marlins won. The Cincinnati Reds also were eliminated after losing 15-6 to the St. Louis Cardinals. The Toronto Blue Jays lost to the Tampa Bay Rays 7-5 in 10 innings, but secured a playoff berth. When the Texas Rangers beat the Seattle Mariners, the Rangers making it to October themselves. For the full playoff picture, check out foxsports.com and the Fox Sports app. The Cleveland Browns, who play host to the division rival Baltimore Ravens today, labeled starting tight end David Njoku questionable in Saturday's injury report, the first such designation he's received this week. The Browns' press release says he sustained burn injuries to his arm and face during a household accident. A subsequent report from NFL Network's Tom Pelissero says that Njoku's injuries were caused by a fire pit in his backyard. Thank you, everyone, for reaching out, but David Njoku is okay. Thank God, Njoku's agent wrote on X, formerly Twitter. Hours later, Njoku breaking his silence and appearing to suggest he'll play today. The flesh is weak. See you tomorrow, he wrote, also on X. Through 3 games, Njoku is Cleveland's 3rd most targeted receiver. He's hauled in 10 passes for 92 yards. I'm Ann Carrick.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.